Josh Peterson, Robbie Lula, Nick Grimm. What did that guy call you yesterday? Nick Libboy?
Yeah.
Big Lib?
No, he just called me he's like, what's with the Lib wearing the mask?
We're with Big Lib Nick. I think we need to, you know, like some radio shows, the producers have like nicknames.
Please don't give me a nickname.
I think it should be Big Lib.
I thought it was Young Nick.
Young Nick. That's true. We do call him Young Nick. I like Big Lib. But anyway, Big Lib producing the Grum today, as he always does. Yippee on YouTube says, Josh needs to leave the show to break the curse. Didn't you start Bose last year? I did.
Ugh.
My first year as co-host was the year Bose got fired.
So it's your fault.
My second year working on this show full time was when the audio tape came out.
Ooh.
My first year working, Tom Osborne basically got fired, though they didn't announce it that way.
Wow. So that's a positive.
Bring him back.
The positive boys.
Bring Josh back. An email from Brian before we get to your Notre Dame question. Brian writes, so I've always felt partially responsible for this curse.
Brian.
In February of 1998, I was a dumb 20-year-old kid home on leave. Brian, thank you for your service. Nebraska had just won their last natty a month earlier. And as any diehard NU fan would do, I decided to get a Nebraska tattoo. But I didn't just get the Huskers logo.
I decided
to put the national championship years underneath, anticipating a Bama-like run of adding a new number every year or two. Well, for the last decade plus, I felt like if I got the tat removed, or at least the numbers, Nebraska would be good again. But I have been unable or unwilling to come up with the money to afford laser removal surgery for it. I say we get everyone to donate to a GoFundMe, like fund to get the tattoo removed to reverse the curse. What do you think?
What if we just burn it off ourselves? That works, right?
2 weeks. Brian,
just come on down.
I'll take a knife and we'll just like claw off some of that skin.
Listen, we'll just do this prison style. It'll be fine.
Speaking of cutting off skin, Nick, have you watched any of Seven yet?
Tonight.
All right. Well,
is that what the movie is tomorrow?
Yeah.
He's actually seen Seven.
He doesn't know anything about it.
Oh, wow. Fun.
Dude, I can't wait. I cannot wait for this discussion.
You're in for like a really fun hang.
I think I know some parts because I've seen like references.
You're
and
in
stuff,
for like a really, really
fun
hang.
Yeah, every tweet about it, people respond with the same line
are
over
you,
and over. Don't read the mentions.
Are you surprised I've seen Seven?
No, not really. It's such a great movie.
How were the first six?
It is a good movie. It's usually not my like taste in movies, but it is a very good
movie. I was going to ask you if you liked it, because what's the John Cusack movie that we... Oh, Being John Malkovich.
Yeah, that was a weird movie.
Yeah, because the woman was hanging out in a dog.
Weird vibes.
Yeah.
Weird vibes.
Yeah, indeed.
Listen, I don't know that I can say I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie that I'm perfectly okay with never seeing again.
Yeah.
Do we find out?
I've watched it like 20 times. I love
really?
It.
Really?
I love Seven.
So
I'm a psycho, though.
The murder cult makes sense now.
Don't say anything. Don't spoil anything.
Do we find out? Why 789?
Okay. Back to Notre
Dame.
Can
we turn his mic off? Is that a thing we have?
I had access
to it. We don't have
it.
That button?
No, I wish I could.
I can turn yours off.
I know. Sadly, that's how it works. Damn it, Nick. Notre Dame. So you have a question about Notre Dame.
Yeah, so I think a lot of times we look at the Notre Dame joining a conference in the context of what can a conference provide Notre Dame? Like, what added benefit does a conference bring to the table?
And, like,
right?
you named two of the things last segment. One would be more money, even though Notre Dame makes a lot of money.
There's,
I mean, right now their TV deal's actually not that good, but they would make more money in the Big Ten than they would independent, and they would have easier access to the college football playoff.
Easier scheduling.
Yes.
So my question is, I want to put it in a different context, especially considering Daddy Swarbrick's comments over here.
What? Independence me, Daddy.
No, it sounds like Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah.
So Daddy Swarbucks.
Yeah, it's cool. We can do whatever we want.
What is the benefit to Notre Dame staying independent?
Beyond like ego?
Yeah, because it seems like a lot of work to get like 75% to 80% of the same things that you get from being in a conference.
So
and I used to understand it, right? There were more independent teams, dozens of us, if you will.
Yeah, but, a line from Arrested Development, and that's it.
And maybe Parks and Rec.
I don't think it's Parks and Rec.
Stop it.
I don't think it is.
Stop it. So I understand that there was a financial benefit to them at one point,
yeah,
having their independent
Because they were making more money than a lot of...
Yeah, before the recent explosion of television contracts and for conferences, they were making more money.
Or at the very least, they were in the neighborhood.
They were in the neighborhood, and they had kind of exclusive, prestigious...
Look, all their home games have been on NBC. Like, that, outside of, like...
Over the air.
Yeah.
You know, this really prime network. It was a really big deal for them that you always knew where your Notre Dame games were going to be.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. I don't know what independence brings them anymore.
In 2022?
Yeah.
So they get to, and I'm just trying to like lay out things that I can definitively say. They are able to schedule in a way, they can nationally schedule
only
games.
Partially now, though, because they have five committed games to the ACC, which is a way that, I mean, they're half committed to a conference anyway.
That's true.
Which has dramatically reduced.
They're a soft member of the ACC.
Yeah, that has dramatically reduced their ability to do a lot of those things anyway.
That's a good point.
They've had to give up some of their kind of traditional rivalry games because of that.
That's true. And so that in the other seven games they can... They can play neutral site games against opponents. They can go basically where they would like to recruit. Oh, hey, we want to recruit in Texas. Let's go play in San Antonio.
But are there people that haven't heard of Notre Dame in Texas?
Like, yeah, I mean, you're preaching to the choir. But, I mean, it seems valuable to them to be able to go down on a Friday and go to a game, a high school game, and more face-to-face
stuff.
Alabama
does the same thing, though. They're like, hey, can we get signed up for the Jerry World game? Yeah. You don't think Jerry World would like Notre Dame down there?
Oh, they very much would.
You know what
I mean?
They
very much would, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is there anybody who does one of those games, whether it's the one in Atlanta that happens sometimes, mm-hmm. the Jerry World one? I think there was one in L.A. once. I don't know. All of these games that they do at neutral sites to start the year, I think New Orleans has done one. Is there any of those places that says no to Notre Dame?
Definitely not.
That's my point.
So, okay, so beyond that, I mean, look, I do think we could spend like a half hour, and we can't because we have Robin coming up in a few minutes, but we could spend a lot of time just talking about the ego of it all and like how much they just like that. They like to march to the beat of their own drum.
That's kind of my point, though. Isn't that all that's left?
Kind of, yeah. It's hard to really think of.
The tangible things that used to be there are not really there anymore.
Yeah.
So all that's really left is the ego.
Yeah, because the benefit, I mean, like, look, if you make a bowl game, you don't have to share the money with any league partners. Like, that's true. But
the money is more than made up for in the new television deals that will be signed with your league partners.
Look, I think a lot of it, because I'm not a Notre Dame fan. I didn't grow up a Notre Dame fan. I didn't grow up in a Catholic family. So I didn't, like, you know, there's a lot of Catholic families that I know. They love Notre Dame. And there is definitely that, like, they love being independent. They just, it means so much to them. And I'm guessing part of it, too, is that when they did want to join leagues, way back in the day, they wanted to join the Big Ten, the anti, you know, Catholic rhetoric, that saying no gave them a bit of an edge. And they're like, okay, fine. We just won't.
Yeah, like,
we won't
bleep
join.
You. We don't need you.
Exactly. And so I think, if I were to guess, that is a huge part of what, like you asked, what do you get out of being independent? That, I think, would be their answer, which... Like, I'd say at a certain point, like, yeah, but don't you want more money? And don't you want easier access to the playoff? And it just seems like their answer for the longest time, and I do think it's going to change for the record, but for the longest time has been, no, we like our independence.
And that's the key. They don't need the money, right? It's nice. The extra money's nice, always, to anyone, basically.
I love money.
But Notre Dame doesn't need the money, maybe as much as anybody in the country doesn't need the money, right?
Yeah.
And so
but they're one of the rare institutions that seems to not want the money.
Yeah, they like actively avoid the money.
Yeah, we talk a lot about these leagues and why are all these things happening? Why is that? And it's like money because they want money and they want power. And like give Notre Dame some claps, I guess, if you will. They could get more and they're not.
Yeah, and I guess
sticking to their own guns.
But again, is it just for ego? Is it because of the historical, you know, shunning of their Catholic institution that now they're just like, you know what, you want us and we're shunning you?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it seems like there's not a tangible thing there anymore.
One more before we talk to Robin Washit next. One more that I would say is like, they also haven't had to. Now, I know that's not the exact answer to the question because you said, what do you get out of it in 2022? But they haven't needed to. And it's like, that's, I think, probably a big part of it too. And maybe in the end, if they have to join a league, that is kind of the thing that pushes them into one. But 10 years ago, they didn't need to join a league. 15 years ago, they didn't need to join a league. 30 years ago, because they always had the access that they needed. And they still technically have
I mean, they do
it.
Right now still, too.
Yeah, exactly. 402-951-1620. Give us a call. You can shoot us a text message. You can also comment on the stream at YouTube. NotreDameHoops.com. When we return, Robin Washut will stop by, talk about what stood out to him at practice yesterday, and a whole lot more. He's Robbie. I'm Josh. It's on Sportsman Iconic 1620 The Zone. Hey, everyone. Josh Peterson here for my friends at Miracle Hill Golf and Tennis. We are now 8 days away from our fifth annual Golf Flash Scramble coming up next Friday. Next Friday already, and we are, friends, into the single-digit number of spots that remain. Go to their website today, miraclehillgolf.com/store. Wow, we've had another one sell in the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Last time I checked was just a few minutes ago. Head there today. As I said yesterday, this is the part every summer where these things go super duper fast. You do not want to miss out on your opportunity to play next Friday, August 19th. Only $300 for you and three others. Golf, cart, tee gift, lunch. Prizes, a whole lot more. The program will be there from 2 until 6, and the shotgun start gets going at 1 o'clock. So you'll finish up as we are all enjoying a one beer Friday together. It is going to be an absolute blast. Had a listener reach out within the last few minutes asking some questions. Aaron will be there. We are excited to see Aaron. We are excited to see you. Also, give him a call at 402-498-0220 and book your tee times for the full 18 or for the Top Tracer building. They're located just north of Dodge on 120th Street. Miracle Hill Golf and Tennis.